This is St. Louis Public Radio. What happens when an animal at the zoo dies, and how does that affect the staff? That question came to us from listener Rachel Duncan, who submitted it to our Curious Louis series. We sent our reporter Shayla Farzan to the St. Louis Zoo to find out.
Last month, Bud the elephant, a longtime resident at Grant's Farm, died suddenly from a respiratory infection. And that got Rachel Duncan thinking.
It kind of popped into my head. I thought, well, that's got to be really sad for those workers, you know, to lose such a big, amazing animal like an elephant that has probably been there for a long time.
So she decided to ask us.
My question for Curious Louis was, what happens when an animal passes away at the zoo? I would like to know, you know, do they have a funeral and how does it impact the workers?
To find out the answer, we took a trip to the St. Louis Zoo to meet Bill Houston, the Assistant General Curator.
Good morning.
Hello.
Nice to meet y'all.
Houston started out as an antelope keeper at the zoo back in 1982. Unlike some zoos where staff take care of lots of different species, the keepers at the St. Louis Zoo specialize in certain groups of animals. That means they spend a lot of time working with the same individuals.
You see everything that it goes through. You see its growth. You see its development into a mature animal. You see it become a mother or a father itself.
That close relationship makes it especially difficult when an animal dies. For some keepers, it's like losing a friend.
It is really gut-wrenching for everybody, but in particular for the keepers, because they're working with these animals and they know them really well, and they develop, I'm not ashamed to say, they develop a friendship.
In Houston's case, that special animal was a pig.
There was a Babirusa, which is a wild pig from Indonesia, and his name was Homer. And he had so much personality because, you know, pigs in general are pretty darn intelligent animals, and he was very personable. He had his likes and his dislikes. Just certain food items you'd give him, and he'd kind of look at you like, yeah, I'm eating that last.
Eventually, Houston says, there came a day when it was time to say goodbye. A staff member stopped by to tell him that Homer was scheduled to be euthanized.
They allowed me to come up and say goodbye to Homer. And that was very nice. It was very nice to get one last chance to scratch his snout and thank him for a great experience and a great ride together.
The zoo doesn't have funerals, but they make a point to give staff and animals time to grieve. Sometimes they even hire grief counselors.
We grieve together when we lose one, but everybody recognizes that whether you're talking about your family, whether you're talking about the zoo animals, mortality is always 100%. Everybody dies.
Rachel Duncan is glad to hear that they take time to grieve, even if she is a little surprised that they don't have actual funerals for the animals. She has one big takeaway from our visit.
You can really tell that these people that work here, they love this place, and that's fantastic.
That's something she has in common with the staff. As we walk through the zoo, she points out her favorite exhibits, often pausing to take a quick photo. She especially loves the penguin house.
I love my job and everything, but if I could pick a dream job, taking care of the penguins here at the St. Louis Zoo, you gotta be kidding me. I would be in heaven. I would be in heaven.
She's been coming to the St. Louis Zoo since she was a little girl, and now she brings her own kids to visit.
There's not a summer in my life that I have not come to visit the St. Louis Zoo and taken in what it has to offer, and it's a part of my entire life.
Duncan, who grew up in South St. Louis, lives in Jefferson County now. But she says that when she thinks of home, she thinks of the city, and the zoo is a big part of that. I'm Shayla Farzan, St. Louis Public Radio.